Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, this is our last song of the evening. We've really, really appreciated being here tonight. We really appreciate the sponsor, First Bank, I'm nervous so I can't think your name. It's been a great evening. This song started it off for Mark and I 31 years ago in Erie, Pennsylvania. We met at a picnic, and I was playing the guitar with a couple missionary guys that were there in our area, and he came over and heard us playing, and we were playing the song The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. And I was trying to sing harmony with the elders, and I was also playing the guitar, and I was the worst guitar player in the circle there. So he took my guitar first and then walked me aside and said, I got to teach you the actual harmony to that song.
We had never met, and they were under a tree singing, and he had a beautiful voice. And it's probably my favorite all-time song is The Boxer, and because of the harmonies and all that. And I'm listening to it, and I said, man, he's got a beautiful voice. I said, you have a really nice voice, but you're ruining that song. And he said, and who are you? And I said, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Mark. You want to go figure that song out together? And he said, sure. You're not going to, kill me or anything, are you? So we did, and we figured it out in about an hour, and we came back, we played for everybody, and everybody really liked it. So then we did a little fireside together, and that was 33 years ago. Yeah.
Who can count? And so we started singing together then, and we haven't stopped for all these years. And so during rehearsals for this show, we rehearsed for about 4 months. We sing together all the time, but we really hadn't done a solid hour of Simon and Garfunkel music. And they kept saying, I play the guitar with them, but I'm not that great still of a guitarist, but they kept saying, you're going to have to wear a wig. You're going to have to wear a wig while you are on the stage because you have to be Garfunkel.
He did it! Oh, my gosh! See, I told him, I said, look, I mean, talk about commitment. I did my part. I'm 5'5½", Paul Simon, right? And yet he's not even willing to wear a wig, but here he is.
Yeah, I hear it. What's that?
And earlier, this lady threw this up on stage for Mark, but I caught it and hit it, but I just got to show you, so. But I told her he was married already, so sorry.
Oh, boy. Okie dokie, then.
And it's too hot to wear this, so what's going on?
I am impressed.
1969, this is The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear, disregards the rest. I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers in the quiet of a railway station running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. La la la, la la la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just a come on from the girls on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. rolling by me. They are rocking evenly, and I'm older than I once was, younger than I'll be. That's not unusual. No, it isn't strange. I've had changes upon changes. We are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. Lie, lie, lie. And I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone to going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, leading me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down or cut him, till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains, he still remains.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Scott Flox. Gary, Ryan, Mark, and John. Thank you so much for having us tonight. We really appreciate it.